The Pentagon is the world's largest office building, 6.5 million square feet, 30,000 people, more than 17 miles of corridors. But it was built with just three street doors, each one of them opening into a guarded pedestrian lobby. I chose the southeast option, the main concourse entrance, the one nearest the metro and the bus station, because it was the busiest and the most popular with civilian workers. And I wanted plenty of civilian workers around, preferably a whole long, unending stream of them, for insurance purposes, mostly against getting shot on sight. Arrests go bad all the time, sometimes accidentally, sometimes on purpose. So I wanted witnesses. I wanted independent eyeballs on me, at least at the beginning. I remember the date, of course. It was Tuesday, the 11th of March, 1997, and it was the last day I walked into that place as a legal employee of the people who built it, a long time ago. The 11th of March, 1997, was also, by chance, exactly 4.5 years before the world changed, on that other future Tuesday. And so, like a lot of things in the old days, the security at the main concourse entrance was serious, without being hysterical. Not that I invited hysteria, not from a distance. I was wearing my Class A uniform, all of it clean, pressed, polished, and spit-shined, all of it covered with 13 years' worth of medal ribbons, badges, insignia, and citations. I was 36 years old, standing tall and walking ramrod straight, a totally squared-away U.S. Army military police major in every respect, except that my hair was too long, and I hadn't shaved for 5 days. Back then, Pentagon security was run by the Defense Protective Service, and from 40 yards I saw 10 of their guys in the lobby, which I thought was far too many, which made me wonder whether they were all theirs or whether some of them were actually ours, working undercover, waiting for me. Most of our skilled work is done by warrant officers, and they do a lot of it by pretending to be someone else. They impersonate colonels and generals and enlisted men and anyone else they need to, and they're good at it. All in a day's work for them to throw on DPS uniforms and wait for their target. From 30 yards, I didn't recognize any of them, but then the Army is a very big institution, and they would have chosen men I had never met before. I walked on, part of a broad wash of people heading across the concourse to the doors. Some men and women in uniform, either Class A's like my own or the old woodland pattern BDUs we had back then, and some men and women obviously military, but out of uniform, in suits or work clothes, and some obvious civilians, some of each category carrying bags or briefcases or packages, all of each category slowing and sidestepping and shuffling as the broad wash of people narrowed to a tight arrowhead, and then narrowed further still to lonely single file or collegial two-by-two as folks got ready to stream inside. I lined up with them, on my own, single file, behind a woman with pale, unworn hands, and ahead of a guy in a suit that had gone shiny at the elbows. Civilians, both of them, desk workers, probably analysts of some kind, which was exactly what I wanted. Independent eyeballs. It was close to noon. There was sun in the sky, and the March air had a little warmth in it. Spring in Virginia. Across the river, the cherry trees were about to wake up. The famous blossom was about to break out,